Mariner Books and Harper Audio present White Feathers, The Nesting Lives of Tree Swallows by Bernd Heinrich. Read by Rick Adamson.
Not to be confined by the greatest, yet to be contained within the smallest, is divine. Epitaph of St. Ignatius, 1491-1556. I was walking across our compound last month when a queen termite began building her miraculous city. I saw it because I looked down. One night, three great fruit bats flew over the face of the moon. I saw it because I looked up. William Beebe, 1877-1962. Introduction. There is arguably no bird in the world that combines graceful flight, beauty of feathers, pleasing song, and accessibility, plus tameness and abundance, more than the tree swallows, Tachys innata bicolor. And just by putting up a nest box made in minutes from some scrap board and placed on a pole, I had a pair nesting by my door. In early May 2008, I happened to peek into the nest box and saw five snow-white eggs in a bed of long white feathers. I had peeked into nest boxes before and seen nest linings of various commonly available materials, but never anything like this. It was no fluke. Such white feathers are rare, and it had cost the swallows deliberate effort to search for and acquire them. Not surprisingly, swallows are among the most studied birds, and the tree swallow has been considered a model bird for research, as the fruit fly, Drosophila melanogaster, and the house mouse, Mus musculus, are to genetics, and the Norway rat, Rattus norvegicus, is to animal behavior. In the many hundreds of scientific studies of tree swallows, the most common topic is their mating behavior. But when I wanted to find out why they line their nests with white feathers, there was nothing in the literature. I had little interest in the mating behavior of tree swallows, but why they went to the effort of finding white feathers was an intriguing question. Would this behavior be repeated by the pair near my door, or by other pairs, or at another place? No answers to these questions were readily available, and I was sure that many more unknowns were linked to them. The species is distributed all over North America.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?